Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Donald Trump is really infuriating people on Capitol Hill and people that should be natural allies of his. Will he professionalize his operation by bringing in or at least empowering somebody who understands how to navigate the city? Or will the White House continue to sputter down this path, leaving would-be allies on the Hill furious, unable to defend a president whose aides mislead the public and top figures in the administration?
Trump lunched Tuesday with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. This evening, he and Melania will dine with Senator Marco Rubio and his wife, Jeanette. The biggest question bouncing around D.C. is, will tax reform happen this year? And if it does, will it include the border adjustment tax, essentially taxing imports instead of exports? Some make the argument that the border adjustment tax will never happen. It's too complicated and will jack up prices for consumers. But top figures in the House are beginning to privately say that tax reform is dead unless the border adjustment tax is a major component of the plan. The Senate, of course, disagrees. But this collision is worth watching, and much of professional Washington will spend their time on it over the next 6 months.
The New York Times has a bombshell out this morning. They seem to have a lot of bombshells these days. The headline is Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. The paper reports that phone records and intercepted phone calls show that members of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and other Trump associates had repeated contacts with senior Russian intelligence officials in the year before the election. The Washington Post has a piece out this morning taking stock of Mike Pence's juice inside the White House. Bob Costa and Ashley Parker report that Pence tries to stay above the fray, but does that leave him outside of Trump's inner circle?
On the world stage, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting the White House this morning. He and Trump have a press conference, a private meeting scheduled, and a bilateral meeting on the books. Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson are planning to meet. And news of an apparent assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother is starting to get out across Asia.
We have a new Politico Morning Consult poll this morning that shows Trump is facing unprecedented headwinds, with roughly a quarter of voters thinking that he is the worst president in the last century. Yes, you've heard that right. 43% of voters are ready to vote for a nameless Democrat in 2020, while just over a third say they'll vote for Trump. Other highlights: Elizabeth Warren's favorability rating is 37%. And her unfavorability is 30%, with 34% saying they have no opinion or don't know her. Steve Bannon has a 21% favorability rating, 33% find him unfavorable, and 47% say they don't know him or don't have an opinion of him. 55% say it's inappropriate for the president to criticize a judge's ruling. 54% say it's inappropriate for the president to issue an executive order without the support of Congress. Read that, Mr. President.
In the juice, Trump Labor Secretary nominee Annie Pudzer's friends are stepping up. The National Restaurant Association is hosting a war room with top operatives from the NRA, the International Franchise Association, the National Retail Federation, and Chain Restaurant Group, NCCR. Vice President Mike Pence is in Brussels Monday, and Ohio Representative Tim Ryan is set to endorse South Carolina Democratic Party Chair Jamie Harrison for DNC chair. Subscribe to Politico Playbook at politico.com/playbook.